वन्देहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 18th of March, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
So, why the moon is particularly rises from the eastern side?
The moon, according to the
sciences,
the moon is going down like this.
Right.
So, why the moon is rising from the eastern side? It is going down while it appears from the eastern side.
They say because the earth is turning on its axis. Because the earth is turning.
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
What's the answer, Srila Prabhupada?
The answer?
According to Bhagavatam, the moon is not going around the earth. It's revolving around Mount Sumeru, isn't it?
Yeah, according to Bhagavatam, that is a different thing.
But why the moon should simply follow that same pattern?
Yeah.
Going east to west, why not?
Random.
Sometimes rising from the south.
Yes.
Sometimes perhaps from the north.
Well, they say it has a fixed orbit around the earth. It has a fixed orbit around the earth.
Who fixed the orbit?
Sure.
Yeah.
And the sun.
Wonderful question.
Is also rising from the east. But sun is fixed up. Right. And moon is moving. So why is it coming from the same side?
Coming from the west.
Wonderful question.
Huh?
These are wonderful things.
Well, they say that the moon is actually moving around the earth.
That's
and the earth is rotating, and the sun is only appears to move around the earth.
Is that close to an answer?
Well, they both appear that way because of the turning of the earth.
The sun is fixed up.
The earth is turning.
Earth is turning and moon is turning. But why the sun and moon rises from the same side?
Because the earth turns in that direction.
That's the proper answer.
Why doesn't the moon sometimes rise in the south or the north?
Because the earth is not turning in the opposite direction. What is the Vedic explanation to the problem?
Vedic explanation is the moon is not going around the earthly planets.
This is very revolutionary thought. Because children all over the world, in schools, they're taught simply that the moon is going around the earth. They shouldn't question it.
And they say, you should not question?
No, should not question it. It's taken as fact.
My point is, if the moon is going around the earth, beginning from here to there, similarly, the sun is also going down. But if, see, the similar way,
yes.
It is rising and going that way. So how you can say one is fixed, one is sun? The process we find the same, how you can say that this is fixed or this is going down? Why, if the process is the same, then the result will be the same.
If the sun was moving, then they wouldn't be able to prove it.
And the moon is not seen also for 15 days in the morning. As a layman, we should say that as the moon is rising from this side and going to this side, the sun is also rising from this side. So if the moon is moving, the sun is moving.
That's true, then. What about the changes in the moon's phase? Sometimes
true or not true? I'm living. I'm saying that the moon is rising from this side and going to this side. The sun is also rising from this side and going to this side. If the moon is moving, the sun is moving.
Actually, the sun is moving, but they say fix that.
Moving the same, though, the sun, the moon would always appear full, and it goes through changes, phases.
Yes. Why the moon?
They say that everything is moving. Both the earth is moving, sun is moving, and the moon is moving. But everything has got its own time. Moon is moving once around in 28 days, and earth is moving around in 365 days, and sun is also moving in its own time.
But this is some fixed stuff.
No, they don't say fixed stuff.
They say there's a point called the galactic center of the universe, and everything is moving around that point.
They say like that.
Well, what is that center?
That they can't find out.
Somewhere near the sun. They just imagined it. Close to the sun, but not exactly the sun. The center, they say.
Our Bhagavad says the whole planetary system is moving like this, yes. Centering the pole star.
Yes. They admit that there's some center of the universe, everything is going around that, including the sun, but they don't know exactly where it is.
That is pole star?
No, that's admitted that the pole star, the stars are revolving around everything. They take photographs.
What?
Of the... Everything revolving around the pole star, the constellations.
Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu, Srila Prabhupada?
Hmm?
Are the moon's phases due to the planet Rahu?
Space?
The phases of the moon. Quarter moon, half moon, full moon.
Waxing and waning.
Waxing and waning.
That I do not accept immediately.
No, probably say not right now.
The moon is far away from the sun. That is from Bhagavad.
Further away.
Prabhupada, just another question I have. I remember in a walk, I've read in your books that the moon's glowing is due to reflecting the sun. Then I remember on a walk in Vrindavan, you said that the moon is fiery, just like the sun, but there's a cooling atmosphere around it. So is it actually fiery glow, or is it simply a reflecting glow?
That is said in Bhagavad.
It says reflection in the Bhagavad.
It is also fiery.
No,
it is because it is far away from the sun. It is not so glowing.
So it's not a question of reflection, only.
The reflection theory is the modern theory.
Because sometimes in the books it's
there. Yes. Sometimes I'm taking this modern theory.
Just so that people will understand an example.
Another question is, how do the different seasons come about? Winter, summer, spring?
It is due to the movement of the sun.
The
movement of the sun.
Movement of the sun.
But they say the sun is fixed.
Yes, they say the earth is tilting back and forth like this.
That is only green, but it takes a little time. But the movement of the sun, Uttaran, Dakshina, what is their explanation?
They say that the earth is tilting like this, the sun is fixed. When the earth tilts like this in the northern hemisphere, there's summer. When it tilts like this, the southern hemisphere, there's summer. It's tilting back and forth as it revolves around the sun.
Tilting?
Yes.
But they like say it is...
Well, they say the earth is on a tilted axis.
23 degrees from the North Pole.
Yeah. So as it revolves around the sun...
That's another theory.
Huh?
There's two different things.
It's simultaneously going around the sun, and also in itself it is turning. Yes. And then it's sometimes tilting on a particular axis.
Huh.
Not simultaneously exactly. Moving around the so-called central
six
sun.
6 months that it tilts.
And then it also spins, so the globe tilting, spins.
Huh?
And then so it has different tilts. It takes different degrees.
The same.
And when the sun's rays hit the earth at a particular angle, it becomes cooler or hotter.
While it's spinning, it's not just spinning straight up and down, it's on an axis, so it's spinning like this.
Yeah, it's going like a ball.
Not like this. Like this.
Yeah. It's on an angle.
And then it is still.
But how does that explain summer and winter?
Because
it spins 20 every 24 hours. It's turning. How should that matter?
Now, for instance, in Sweden, when they have a certain part of the year where it is always dark, so they say this is because the Earth's axis is shifted, so that
Srila Prabhupada, is the Earth also spinning, or is it simply the sun's movement that causes day and night everything?
No planet is spinning except this sun. All are fixed up. But the whole thing is very dark.
Uh-huh.
And that you can see at night. It is like a tree. This is moving. And the sun is moving. And all other planets, they are
fixed.
How is it we see the moon coming in every day then? How is it that we see the moon moving?
Moon? That is, of course, I do not remember, but the whole planet system is moving. It is moving.
And the sun is fixed, but the whole, it's also moving.
Everything is revolving around that pole star?
Yeah.
Everything is moving around the sun, and the sun is moving around the pole star.
No.
Everything is not moving around
it. Like that tree, the tree revolves on it by itself like that, and then the sun is going around the pole star.
Yes.
The tree is just moving like that.
Right.
And the different branches, they remain in the same position in relationship to the center of the tree.
But the sun has its own.
But the sun has an orbit around the whole thing.
So of course.
So the whole universe moves around. Every 24 hours it does one rotation. And then the sun goes around. All that.
Every 24 hours?
More.
It seems to be a bit of touch with
it. Huh?
It seems to be one and different simultaneously.
Not like that.
The planets shaped like balls or more like plates? It's hard to understand. Because they're called dvipas, islands. The roundness, is the roundness of a plate or like a ball?
Which one?
Earth planet.
If it is like a tree, then these things can be a dvipa. Islands.
Now scientists are getting smashed to bits by your statements, Srila Prabhupada. This destroys their whole theory. Orbs. Round spheres. I think that this Mayapur building, we must build a big planetarium in it.
Yeah, that big planetarium.
Oh, boy. You're
going
to bring a lot of scientists who come here just to dispute this.
Yeah. World people will come to see.
We should advertise it very widely that this is the actual factual explanation of the universe.
This will be automatically as soon as the festival is finished. People will come right now.
You're going to need somebody
to explain. On principle, we shall only go against it.
Contrary.
On principle. Whatever they say, yes, we say no.
What is the explanation of an eclipse?
Huh?
Eclipse.
Eclipses are as soon as that Rahu planet comes to attack the sun and the moon. And when it comes, it becomes dark.
How does it attack?
How do I attack it?
When we see part of the moon disappear, what is actually happening?
Happening that attack. Suppose if I come to attack you and if I have a fall, then you cannot see.
No, I can't.
Huh?
Yes. If he attacks you, I can't see.
by the scientists' calculation of what's happening with the revolving, they can predict an eclipse. Mm-hmm. They can say in advance when an eclipse will come.
Well, we can also predict.
Yeah, they predict in large area on the eclipse. And 5,000 years ago, so apparently they're going to predict Ross's attack also.
Actually, even the scientists say
that. So they're predicting 5,000 years before the scientists. There's the explanation.
Now, when there was no civilization.
There is no civilization 5,000
years. Yeah, 3,000 years before. There was no civilization.
I read that recently in an anthropology book that 3,000 BC means 5,000 years ago, everyone was living, especially in this part of the world, people were simply living in caves.
English propaganda. English propaganda.
They had very crude tools for making their things. Practically, they were like animals.
So how this literature came?
Well, they said it's not older than 1,500 years old.
1,000, where are other literatures like that? 1,500 years in Europe and other places?
No such thing.
Oh, they have the
only the literatures were here in India.
No, they have them. They also have mythology in Greek and Roman mythology too.
Mythology maybe, but so purposeful verses very.
Nowhere.
Huh?
Well, it is philosophy.
Yeah.
That they can't match anywhere.
Then,
how can a caveman make it then?
Yeah.
Each verse so.
Huh? Each so verse. Each. Is it possible to compose verses by the caveman? How foolish. Not only that, in Mahabharata there are 100,000 verses. In Bhagavad there are 18,000 verses. In the Purana, where is such rich literature? If there are cavemen, where from this literature came?
They also say Krishna was a tribal chief, but how could he speak such philosophy?
How rascal.
There are a few flaws in the theory.
Yeah. Best class of men, the Aryans, and they were worshipping a tribal chief. And what was Arjuna? He was also a tribal chief. Arjuna said, I become your disciple. So what was he? That he is submitting to a tribal chief. He is Shastri Ham Sadhi Mahankarpadina. And he is teaching Bhagavad Gita.
Still being read after 5,000 years.
And still they cannot assimilate it. So much so-called civilized man. They cannot understand in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Tatha Deha Antara Prapti. That there is transmigration of this one, this is him, and his tribal chief.
Just to master the language takes 12 years.
Yes.
But to speak of understanding the content.
Parts of modern science, and every philosophy and science group where they're just cheating the public, then they exhibit how Krishna consciousness is soaring the real way.
You should do that in this planetarium.
Srila Prabhupada, a few years ago I presented an exposition, and in that was a planetarium, and also there was an exhibit called Man's Relationship with God, which was the alternative to modern anthropology, showing how anthropology is not valid, and man's relationship with God is the valid thing. And then regulation is the preventative of the disease, is the alternative to psychology or behaviorism. Like that, all these exhibits can be there showing how science is false and Krishna consciousness.
So whatever thoughts are coming, you note it, keep it, you shall utilize it.
This part was
with reference to the shastra.
Sure.
Take every page of Bhagavad. I think every year there should be changed.
New exhibit.
New exhibit.
Otherwise it will become stale.
Yeah.
Because we have so much material.
It should be done very easily.
Yeah.
By conveyor belts.
Here the doll maker, they can make dolls within 15 days. Finish. They can do. So it's fine.
It should be life-size. Huh? It should be life-size, like walking into the forest of Namashirenya.
Not life-size. 3 feet 4 inches.